Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Rob Spiewak has given me copy on my first day back after a wonderful little break.
It's your punishment, Mike. It's like giving homework over the weekend.
This is, do you have a musical accompaniment for this particular copy that you wrote for me?
Nothing in particular. I can give you some wonderful music if you'd like.
Well, I mean, I always like to have words over music. I'm
sure.
Like Elton John like that.
Well, you are the Bernie Taupin to my Elton John.
That's exactly what it is. No, but technically you're the Elton John and Bernie Taupin because you will provide the music and you will also write the copy.
Very
true. I just sit here and flap my gums. I don't do that.
No. You do wonderful things. You do.
Let's start this.
Begin.
Yes. Listen. Hey, listen. I'm not saying nothing, but I just might be saying something.
Oh.
So, listen. Can you stop it for a minute?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Do you said play it stop again? It for a minute? I thought you wanted the music to
play. Did you stop it for a minute?
No, I did not. Right, see, here it is from the top.
Listen. I'm not saying nothing, but I just might be saying something. So listen.
Listen.
It very well may behoove you to look at your calendar, TMOS fans, and get a pen and mark a date.
Yes.
That date, November 9th. Write these words. STD. I am not saying social disease.
Mike, that's not what I wrote at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me read the words. Save the date.
Yes.
STD.
Sexually transmitted date.
Save the date. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and save November 8th and November 10th, too. These days are what we like to call nine adjacent. Why should you save these dates?
Yes, why?
Don't be nosy.
No.
Just set those days aside and get ready. We have a rather massive announcement for you next Monday, July 8th, on this very show. That's when we will be. Not that day. That date is simply an announcement, but the save the date, or the dates, plural.
Yes.
November 9th, and then the nine adjacent days, which would be.
No, two adjacent days.
Two adjacent days of the 8th and 10th.
Yeah, the 8th through the 10th inclusive.
Nine adjacent days would be like a week and a half.
But you could do that if you really wanted to be careful.
So did
he
misspeak when he said nine adjacent?
No, the days are nine adjacent. But if you say
adjacent
nine adjacent days, yeah.
STD.
That's what we're talking about, folks.
Save the date. Save the date. July 8th. Details await to reveal your fate. Remember, all of this will become crystal clear.
Can you do the poem again with a little more gravitas?
All right, hold on a second. I got to get all my toys out.
Yes.
Get all my toys out, all right?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Because I was sort of happy with the poem. It'll help people remember. It's like every good boy deserves favor. You know, this is a good learning thing to help you remember the 8th.
Are you ready?
Please, yes. And let's do this dry.
So save the date. On July 8th. No, I'm sorry.
Okay, again.
So, save the date of July 8th. Details await to reveal your fate.
Now, wasn't that worth it? Next time, don't put the mic down so hard.
Remember, all of this will become crystal clear next Monday. Until then, block off. Okay, we get it. Block off Saturday, November 9th. This is your one job. This is good. You had a moment of clarity when you wrote this.
Mike, I've had several moments of clarity since 26 months ago.
Don't blow it. We'll take care of the rest. This is going to be good. We're excited about it. Really.
I can't wait.
Excited.
Cannot wait.
Only hint. It's the only hint I will give you. We are really excited about it.
Yes.
That should probably tell you all you need to know.
And you should make sure, Mike, just so you know, make sure you have your passport in order.
Stop it. You did that in the meeting yesterday.
It made you laugh in the meeting, so I floated it out there, and I thought I'd include it.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm glad to be back. Thank you, Rob, for holding down the fort. I got great reports for last week. The best one, I went to my neighbor's house the other night for dinner, and my friends Scott and Jennifer, and he greets me at the door. And he says, I finally watched your show. I saw an alert or something, and I went and I watched it, and you weren't there. Which I thought was funny. I said, that's Rob. And he said, he's funny. And he said, I said, why is he funny? Because I don't think he's funny. I said, why is he funny? And he said, he told us, like at the beginning of the show, that you were away having elective plastic surgery. Which I promptly unhinged my jaw, and I could see you saying that. So anyway, thanks for holding down the fort last week. I appreciate it.
It was fun. And I want to thank Zoo and Rob Mayer and Katie and my good friend Aaron Perlett, who was originally just supposed to do a segment, and he did the whole show. And Aaron's a very special guy to me. So love you, Aaron.
That
thank
might
you for
be,
doing
of
that.
All the shows, when I go back and listen to them, I might listen to that one because I heard that got a lot of buzz. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff along the lines, who is this guy? You know, he something like, I forgot what it was, something along the lines of he has a lot of self-confidence. Is that, would that be an accurate description?
Yeah, he does, but a great story, too. I mean, he started as a broadcasting major like me, and then went into, he went back to school in London, started a PR firm, successful at that, and now he's touring, supporting an album. He became a musician in 2018, and the music is great. So he's got a great story, and he's also in recovery.
I really do. So. I appreciate it. It was great to get away with my family. I had all this stuff to talk about, and I still do have all this stuff to talk about. We missed a and by the way, to the super sleuths,
yes,
who were such genii to say, I don't think the bonus show, I think they may have recorded the bonus show before Mike went away on vacation.
I don't know.
You are so smart.
I don't know about that.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, people got really offended by Rob lying that you would be back for the show on Monday.
Yeah.
Or for Friday.
Yeah.
For Friday.
Which you were there. You were there for Friday's show.
Well, you know what? I think the charade doesn't even, I don't give a rat's ass anymore. We don't need to pretend we're David Letterman or Johnny Carson or anything like that.
And Letterman didn't pretend. He did two shows on Thursday.
It's all about new content. That's what we gave you. Getting back to, I was ready to go with lots of things that happened, lots of fun stuff, lots of interesting stuff that happened when I was away that I, and the therapy for me is coming back here. And one of the great things about the job I have is to come back and talk about it. I love that. It's one of my favorite things to do, just to share, because, you know, we're such weird people in this business. We're so, we don't react to things and we don't file things away normally because we do this. And so, and by the way, anybody that comes across us in our personal life should be aware of that fact.
Oh God!
And,
yeah.
You'll enjoy us much more if you do that. But getting back to it, I had no idea that I would be opening this show by telling you what happened yesterday, because yesterday, including last night, was quite interesting. My son has had a series of camps that he's been going to, just short 3-hour day camp things in the morning, and then he gets back home and enjoys the rest of the summer.
He's working at the camps as a guard, right?
He's a guard, yes.
Yes.
Is that a concentration camp?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yes, it was.
No.
That was a concentration camp. He's working at the camps as a guard, as a prison matron.
No, it could be like a corrective camp.
Nothing funny about that time in the history.
Mike, I was thinking more of it was like, you know, say a camp where you'd say hefty kids, husky kids, and they'd want to escape. Yeah, and they'd want to get out to get like Reese's Pieces, but he says, no, no, stay.
As I was saying,
right.
He today was very excited because a couple of his buddies were going to be at baseball camp, and the high school baseball coach runs it at his school, and he was really looking forward to it, and he wanted to go out in the yard and throw the ball around, and we've been throwing the ball around an awful lot, and he's playing football and looking forward to playing baseball. So we throw probably in the middle of the day, and then it's getting late, and he wants to throw one last time because he's getting that pre-baseball camp anxiety.
Sure.
And he wants to be prepared. So I say, yeah, let's go out. And we roll out about 7:30, and I said, the grass is too long because we've had hellacious rain down here, and the grass is like a foot tall because they can't mow it because it's wet. And so we go out in the front yard, and we're throwing in the street, and it's great. You can throw ground balls and everything, and he's getting ready. And the light, I would say, because it's later in the day and there's tremendous cloud cover, it's a little dim.
Would you call it dusk?
It's dusk. It is absolute, is as dusky dusk as you can get.
Okay.
And we throw a bunch of balls, and we're out of sync. He's throwing balls over my head. I'm throwing balls far to the right. But we decide we're just going to get a little closer together and play a little soft toss to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And on like the last one of my tosses, it ended up being the last one, he reaches out with the glove, and I'm throwing it right to him. I mean, it's right to him. And I guess he took his eye off the ball, and his glove moved a little bit inside, and it just caught a tiny bit of the baseball glove. And, well, I'll show you the result because I sent it to Josh.
And, oh, no. What a shiner.
That's from the ER last night, because with the eye, you don't mess around. And
no.
You take him to the eye doctor, or
when
the
you were
ER
explaining
doctor.
What happened at the ER, did they sort of wink and say, okay?
What do you mean?
Like a Bing Crosby thing.
No,
it's got the nice mark below the eye where the stitches of the baseball got. Right,
yeah,
in there.
Because that
put it up again.
Is,
oh wow, it does.
You can see the little rub from the threads.
Yeah,
that's sending, sad, right?
I sent you another one, Josh, of him in the ER, and he was a trooper, but he was not a trooper. Let me tell you what the biggest moment was when the ball smashed into his face.
Yeah,
boy, oh boy. What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken?
That
language, the lingo coming out of that child, the artistry
really?
Of profanity, which was profanity, the gifted use of profanity that is normally found in someone three times his age, was being spewed out on the street in front of
That's
all of our neighbors.
Wondrous, because that means he has crossed the bridge from crying to dad to being mad at dad. And that's a pretty big transformation.
It wasn't directed at me. It was directed at the situation.
Well, I believe you're part of the situation, whether you like it or not.
But the first words out of his mouth were FML, where he was just so... And I see him go down, and I run over to him. And when I run over to him, I'm like, oh, my God. Because I tossed it to him. I didn't throw it hard. And I had no earthly idea it had done.
You didn't do
that
like a
damage.
Dan Quisenberry and sidearmed it right into his face?
Yeah, I didn't throw anything. I wasn't throwing heat, Rob. I don't really throw heat anymore. And there's another shot of him. And given the thumbs up, I love that kid.
There he is from the MGM movie The Champ. There he is.
There's Michael after his recent MMA loss to Conor McGregor.
Did he take time to fix his hair before he went to the hospital? Because he looks like a model.
He's looking fantastic there. He, it was so fast.
Yeah.
And it swelled up so quickly, and there was blood because the skin broke where the stitches hit him. And then it was, I immediately put ice on it. Mama put ice on it. And then
proper ice or like a bag of peas?
We have a bunch because of my maladies. We have tons of ice packs, so we have ice packs. We have multiple refrigerators around the house too,
stacked with them
ice packs. So we are as Carl is applying the ice pack to him. I'm online just doing a deep dive, and enough of the information I gleaned off of baseball hits in the eye. I got enough warnings where I said, just to be on the safe side, let's get him looked at.
We had a similar situation with Robert when he was little, but I went to sammydavisjr.com, and it said to definitely get him to the hospital.
Do you want cream and sugar with your eye? That's a look up All in the Family, Sammy Davis Jr.
Yeah,
if you want
exactly.
That one.
You'll love it.
and he was a trooper, and we got an NP, nurse practitioner, and the nurse practitioner was remarkably thorough. The people that work in there's a type that works in emergency medicine, and mm-hmm. what they are, I don't want to insult anybody else in the medical field, but the concept of they are real doctor and doctors.
Yep.
They are the people that just really, they do it all. They have the variety of skill sets, and it's like the old school doctors that did everything. That's what you get.
Yeah.
And a nurse practitioner. She wasn't a doctor, but she was absolutely thorough.
But also ER folk are more likely, I think, to spend time with you as opposed to the quote unquote real doctor that swings through and smiles and goes on.
I was delighted with this young lady who did such a nice job. And it it served to get all the info that we needed. And she confirmed what we believed is that didn't appear to be any real damage done to the eye, which is the number one priority.
Yeah.
And the orbital bone on the bottom, of the eye socket. She said, I don't believe that there's any chance that there was any kind of fracture. She pressed around in there, and if it continues to swell severely, there are a few things that can happen. But it was,
you got to keep an eye on it.
Peace of mind.
Yeah.
It was a peace of mind visit, and the only thing with an ER, you're talking the better part of 2.5 hours, no matter what you go in there for, no matter how many people are in there. And
right.
by the way, when we got out after seeing the doctor, apparently 10:30 Sunday evening is rush hour.
Well,
that's when
after a weekend of drinking,
people were rolling in at that particular
time. I bet
time,
also, so. Mike, it's fireworks season, so I bet there's some of that.
Oh, God, that's
but
horrible.
But my question is when you got, I imagine you get in and they register you and you have a waiting room, then they give you like probably an area that's maybe curtained off. Is that what happened?
What you do, you go in, you go to the front desk, you check in, then they call your name and they take you to triage.
Right.
And by the way, for anybody that goes to a modern ER, be aware of the fact that when they call you back and you are triaged, that ain't the time you're going back. You're going back.
No, they're doing the
triage.
Disneyland thing. Yeah, they're doing. They're making you wait
in
house.
Get your vitals. Get blah blah. Get everything, and then send you back out to the waiting room to be seen by another person. And I've always thought that, they add a step they shouldn't.
To triage, did they come to you and say, now, what's the problem, sir? And assume that you were the patient?
No,
at any point?
Not with that kid. Not with the kid looking the way he was looking. We put another picture up of Shiner Boy, Josh, and you were going to say something, Josh.
Yeah, I was going to say that triage step is really in that emergency room to determine how big of an emergency you are.
Yeah, exactly.
If the arm's hanging off, we got to get to you a lot faster.
They'll roll you right back with that.
Yeah, and that's why you got to, in triage, you always got to yell the same thing. Chest pains!
I'd been in the same joint not 3 weeks ago when I wrecked the car.
Good for you.
It was, and I've had kidney stones in that ER. I've had many, many fun, exciting.
Two more visits, Mike. They'll name a sandwich after you.
Well, they punched my card.
Are you recognized? Were other nurses coming in, making sure you're okay after the accident?
No, they. I think it was a different shift that they had.
It's in and out. Did they say that your grandson was going to be okay?
The last time I went in there, I went in the back door, where they open the ambulance doors. So, hey, watch out. So he's sleeping. He got up early with us this morning.
I'm guessing ibuprofen was prescribed, nothing beyond that?
That's it. That little Tylenol, little Ibu, that's fine. And once again, I just I love the thoroughness of – you just feel like when someone gives you every possible scenario, you feel as though the trip was worthwhile and you don't mess around with the eye. And, I was sitting there. Carla was getting mad at me because I was showing my son pictures of Tony Conigliaro of the Boston Red Sox, who really got one of the worst eye injuries in the history of baseball and eventually lost sight in that eye. So Carla's like, why are you showing him that? Because it's a Red Sox player that got the worst beanball you'll ever get. He didn't get that. So he's recuperating nicely.
Tell him that until he heals.
What's that?
You weren't throwing that hard to him?
As I mentioned,
you weren't up there 95,
Josh,
96?
My 94 mile an hour is probably down to, I would estimate, ball was traveling at no more than 20 miles per hour.
Good.
That's just a guess, but I have no idea. And it, but that's why when it when I
but that's the speed limit on your street. So that's right.
You know that. That's a good memory. That is the speed limit.
At
for
any
some
point,
people.
What you should do, Mike, is tell him that because he was so brave, you're going to get him the new computer accessory from Apple, the eye patch.
Hey, and, Apple.
And then you can just cover his eye with an eye patch.
So I don't know if he, the ER nurse practitioner indicated that he might be able to go to his baseball camp tomorrow.
Great.
And I think that's, we'll keep
does
an eye on
does he have a story
him.
Lined up? What he's going to tell the kids?
I have no idea what he's going to tell the kids, but I think that if he had gone in today, it might have been problematic because she did say one thing that proved to be true, that the swelling, although it went down between the time he got hit and the time we were seen in the ER, it would go back up today. And she was right. Wasn't quite closed like she had said it might be, but it was almost closed. And he's a trooper, and I love him. And the worst feeling in the world is when he comes down and he's going, oh, FML, but he said the words.
Yes.
Oh, it felt horrible. And then it's just like, FF. I said, Michael, you're in the neighborhood.
He's allowed to do it if he's going to the
well,
ER,
it was also nobody was out.
Yeah. And besides, you hate your neighbors.
Yeah. It was, directed over to the other window.
Did John Merrick make it down for breakfast or have you seen him yet today?
I am not an animal. I'm a human being.
It was, but we had a overall, it was the end of a pretty good week. He had a rough weekend. That was about it. So yeah. I'll get to the vacation in a second. But I think what we need to talk about here, because we haven't had a chance to do it yet, is Thursday night and the presidential debate.
Yes.
I will begin by telling everybody what they probably already know. I am a lifelong Democrat. Thank you, Rob.
Thank I love you. When you make a declarative like that.
Thank you.
We didn't
I will
know.
Tell you the number one issue for the Biden campaign from the very beginning has been his age, and in many of the pre-show, pre-debate talking head segments, they were talking about he has to, prove that. Well, the opposite happened, and for anybody that saw that debate, you saw a doddering old man who was completely out of it.
Yeah.
And it was...
like cold medicine out of it.
I think like 40 seconds into the debate, I look over at my wife and I go, holy S.
Yeah.
What the hell? What are we looking at here? Here's what I will say about my team. And I know that we're divided in America, and I know that we have one team that that runs their game a certain way and the other team that doesn't. And in between, there's the majority of people that are kind of in the great middle, the wonderful middle America that we have here. My team feeds on itself. It's a known fact that
has for quite a few years, hasn't it?
Right. That the Democrats can tend to fight amongst themselves very, very well. And that's why. But I like it that way, because if a Democrat screws up bad enough, it doesn't matter. If a Republican screws up badly, you're more likely to have the team rally behind that person and move forward. It's just the way it's always been since I can remember. But this debate, immediately, I'm looking at my wife going, OMG, what are we looking at? And it starts with the voice, which is to me,
super
because of what
quiet.
I do for a living, when you come out with the, and when I'm tired and when I'm out of it, my voice can go like that. In a 35-plus year career, I've had very few bouts with laryngitis or not having a voice, but I've had it.
Yeah.
But what I have had coming in here a few times is when I'm really like out in the hot sun or I'm really tired, I'll tend to.
Yeah.
Well, he had what appeared to be both a cold and it was just like. And it was horrible. Right off the bat. It was, and
the most heard comment in my living room was, Oh Joe. Yeah.
Because we had looked at the state, the last time we all were watching the same thing, we'd looked at the State of the Union speech and we'd seen a guy that was still old. He's an old, what is he, 82? Is that what he is?
I think 82, yeah. I think that's
right. He's 82 and he is an old 82. And you might say, well, all 82 year old.
81.
81. All 81.
Well, that changes everything.
No. But they're not. I have the best view of 81-year-olds of anybody in this room. I hang out with guys that are that age all the time playing golf, and I know the ones that are with it and the guys that are not. And there are two guys in particular. One of the guys is kind of quiet, but he's sharp as hell, and the other guy is kind of like, hey, isn't the world great? Yeah, fantastic. That guy. But yeah, they're both the same guys, and they're not doddering at all, and they handle a conversation. But one is a little more on the ball than the other. I would describe that.
Sure.
And this guy, you can't tell. Joe is a guy who is long in the tooth, 81. If you saw him, you'd be like, hello, how are you?
Yeah.
It's nice to see you. And we all were worried about it, but I didn't know it was as bad as it was. Mm-hmm. And we have been told by the other team for months and months, that has been their numero uno issue. That there is the only thing that would be comparable to what we saw with the issues, the way they're framed, would be Donald Trump, you know, walking out with a porn star and French kissing her before the debate began. That's what would be the equivalent to the performance of Joe Biden. That's the way I would frame it.
He could have come out with the Hawk Tua girl. He could have done that, and that would have been good. Mike, I do have a tape of Biden and Trump talking to each other, and I just didn't think that the debate was going to go this way.
Not all up there, pal. Some of it's down here. Ooh, which, by the way, is hard as a rock.
You too? You got a boner too?
Blue steel. Cat couldn't scratch it.
Not We're in the mood for love. Simply because we've got one.
Now, that's a recycled joke, but I wanted to make sure you heard it because I mostly did it for you. Thank you.
Look, I think that the long and short of it is that it's immediate. There's no waiting for this. This is 10 seconds, 20 yeah. seconds in. First words coming out of my mouth, oh, my God, that's what it is. So right after that, I last about 20 minutes, and I know that people that feel the way I do, that have esteem for Joe Biden the way I do, a lot of people pulled out. I pulled out after about 20 minutes, but I lasted
a little longer, and then I went to bed. So
it's the same. See, I did not. I couldn't stay away because I'm a political junkie, and I just can't.
Very true.
So I went away, and it's like when my teams are getting their ass kissed. Ass kicked, and
hey, Red Sox, you look good.
I will bail out, and then I will come back, and that's what I did. And then I watched the analysis because you just want validation that what you are seeing is what everybody else is seeing. And of course, there it was. And it's another thing I like about my team is that my team is not going to immediately, unless of course there's certain members of the team now that they're not pissing me off, and this is a complex issue, and I understand what some of them are saying, but initially, the people that initially came out and say, hey, he had a bad night, I'm like, well, F you. Really? A bad night? Are you kidding me? He couldn't hear the dinner bell. He had saliva on his lip.
Yep.
He was out of it. Totally out of it. And not cold out of it, and not lack of sleep out of it. You can't do it that way. Let me just say this. It was a very, very bad night. But to immediately come out and have your spin ready.
Which they did.
If you're on the Democratic side to say 90 minutes doesn't make. Shut up. It was a disaster. You got to own it. And you got to figure it out. After the fact, as the days have passed by. And he goes up to Camp David, and you know, they like to emphasize it was a prearranged break with his family.
Sure.
It wasn't designed to decide whether he was going to stay in the race or not. It leaves us where we are this morning, and it is complex because there are many, many moving parts. I still find myself leaning towards dropout and figure it out with, you have to have a plan. You have to have a way, a mechanical plan of how it would work if he dropped out. But
do you think they had a plan going into
this? For him
to
drop out?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely
I don't think
not.
They did, and that I think that is a bad mistake.
Well, there is a conspiracy theory that he was set up to fail. That they wanted him out.
Yeah.
Don't buy that.
And I think. Yeah. I. How could that be possible if you weren't, if you didn't have it ready to go? The guy, the way it works nowadays, this is not cigars in a back room anymore. This is not the old convention where hey, we'll put this guy up and have a. This is the guy that has to start the ball rolling here is the president himself.
Right.
And that apparently is not going to happen the way it looks right now. However, there is still a lot of noise coming from the Democratic Party about what the hell are we going to do. I don't know where you go from here other than I would say, for the good of the country, I kind of echo what the New York Times editorial board said. You step aside after your term is over. You don't run for a second term. You don't jump out right away. But they are saying that his family, and by the way, when you hear Hunter Biden, you know, do they think at all about the optics of something? I wonder about these party people. And once again, the Democratic Party has, I don't want to say screwed over their base, but they have definitely punted this. Mm-hmm. And I think the presidency has been good. I think he's done okay. That's the way I feel about it.
I do
and
too.
And everybody, Republicans and Democrats, there are a lot of people that can't stand the other dude. But at the same time, that was a doddering performance, and you can't blow it off. It
Let
has
me ask
to
you
be
this.
Addressed.
One of the things that gave me an ounce of comfort after that is, and maybe it was prepared, but Obama legendarily had a bad first debate.
Remember
when he was running?
I remember
yeah.
how pissed off I was about that, but that was a bad debate. I was it like, was. How aloof and out of it can he be? I said that
right.
when I watched that debate.
He obviously came back, and
right.
he did.
There won't be another debate. Don't worry about that.
But he released a piece that said, you know, there are bad debates. Trust me, I know.
Yeah, he was a young man, though. He's a vital young man, you know.
But still, I mean,
the difference
optically
is,
speaking,
Rob,
is a bad debate. So do you think it's a savable optic?
Here's the difference between saying it's a bad debate when you're a young man.
Right.
And saying it's a bad debate when you're 81 years old and the number one issue is your age.
Right.
He had to prove that he could handle it. So the number one thing, he punted.
So it was a do or die
the number
for him.
One
yeah.
issue. He punted the number one thing people were watching to see if he could handle it, and he demonstrated beautifully that he can't. And
who
if he
do
can't,
you, think-
you wonder about the way he performs in his job for another 4 years? No way. Please.
Well, do you think they made it worse by telling us for weeks that he's strong, it's the best Biden ever, and that the Republicans were just running edited video to show him?
Yeah, of course. That's true. Of course that is true. And there are two schools of thought. I'll give you a line that my MAGA friends, and there are many of them, you know, could not contain their joy.
Of course.
Laughter
not.
At him, you know, and it's like, okay, idiot, go ahead and laugh your ass off. We're all going to get old. We're all going to have that, you know, and there is no regard whatsoever for the fact that this is the leader of the free world. There's much more of this is good for my team. And that I don't have a lot of respect for.
I'll say, that's not what I saw. I saw a lot of Republicans up here and where I was at about feeling bad for the guy.
Well, no. I will get to you. The MAGA people that were laughing at him. I was just about to say, the majority of Republicans that I hang out with echoed this sentiment. And one of the guys, a good friend of mine, I think the question was asked, "Hey, who do you think lost that debate?" And he didn't hesitate, and he said, "The country." And that was the sentiment I got, that they acknowledged how horrible the performance was, but at the same time said, "Look where we are." And the Republicans, the majority of Republicans I talked to, said, "Look what we have." And a lot of them, Josh, were talking about the golf handicap discussion happened towards the end of the debate, which was so childlike.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. Let's listen. This is
just
what
won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him.
Oh God.
I know.
Can you play it back one more time? Because I didn't know this until I heard just the audio, that when Trump talks about golf, he suddenly channels Jackie Mason a little bit. Let's see. two championships. Let's see. And then I want to hear Biden again.
Okay.
Play it again.
I think the reason he channels Jackie Mason, Mike, is because he's off his copy points. This is real Trump coming out.
I just won two club championships, not even senior, two regular club championships. To do that, you have to be quite smart, and you have to be able to hit the ball a long way. And I do it. He doesn't do it. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He challenged me to a golf match. He can't hit a ball 50 yards.
Look, I'd be happy to have a driving contest with him. I got my handicap, which when I was vice president, down to a 6. By the way, I told you before, I'm happy to play golf with you if you carry your own bag. Think you can do it?
That's the biggest lie, that he's a 6 handicap of all.
I was an 8 handicap.
Yeah.
But I have, you know, I mean,
I've seen your swing. I know your swing.
President Trump, we're going to
act like children.
Specific concern.
You got to give him that huck, too, and spit on that thing.
Oh, Dana.
Wow. That's where we are. So
that's when it. That's when I went to bed. And
the last thing I'll say, my school of thought right now is, honor yourself, honor the country, and it's time to step aside.
Do you have a long range prediction of who they will run in place?
They will run Joe Biden. That's my long run range prediction. And
okay, if they do as you say, though, who would you put in?
I have no idea. I don't know, but I would vote.
There's three people that pushing for it.
Okay.
There's Kamala, who doesn't want to be left out.
Of course.
There's Newsom,
Kamala,
in California.
You watch too much Fox. They all say Kamala. It's Kamala. Just to you know, it's kind of a thing. But go ahead. Who else?
And then Whitmer from Michigan.
Yeah, and my friends on the right indicate that they're more worried about her than anybody. How about that, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan?
Woman president.
Okay, we got to take a break. That's it. Just wanted to give my 2 cents. With that said, and you can all say, I'm a hypocrite. Yeah, I will still pull the lever for whoever's running against orange hair.
Yeah.
Can't do anything other than that. You know, will I get to the polling place? That's a question mark. Sorry, but it is the way it stands right now. We'll be right back.
On the latest bonus show, find out everything you've always wanted to know about Mike O'Mara, but were afraid to ask.
O'Mara's life is a fascinating journey worth exploring.
That is a lie.
On a weekly basis, he eats between 5 and 6 pounds of brown rice.
I fucking hate crabs.
When's the transition that you become a slot guy?
Find me a bankroll, and I will be your bitch. Nobody's going to believe you if you're wearing the wrong uniform, even if you whip out your pubes.
Here's another fact. You'll laugh more with a bonus show subscription. Get one today at MikeOmeraShow.com.
I can't find my street.
Who is that lovely voice?
I think that's an AI
that's
voice.
That's AI. Yeah,
that's
you can
AI
hear it in
voice.
Bonus.
Yeah.
Lovely.
That's AI Amato.
Oh, I bring her along. Sorry.
What? It's a computer.
I'm sorry. It's a computer. All right. Hey, summertime, hot time. I missed Rob time. Sweaty time. Humid time. Thirsty time. Back in studio time. Rehydration time. Hot weather requires. I just said Elmer Fudd. I said,
hot weather requires extraordinary hydration.
Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, clinically tested nutrients, three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. Hmm? The secret is L.I.V.
Yes.
Hydroscience. Hydroscience. Good heavens, Liquid IV, you're beautiful. The science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration.
Ordinary.
It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone, and I love it. I love it.
It's part of your day, is it not?
It is part of my day. It's part of my evening. It's part of my morning after. Tear, pour, live more. One stick plus 16 ounces of water. In my case, a little more water than that. Do it to taste. It hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. We had a heat index in Florida on Saturday morning of 107. And three packets of this stuff right here, ladies and gentlemen, and I loved it. Didn't feel the heat at all. I love the stuff. When you go to liquidiv.com, you get yourself 20% off your first order and use our code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
You know what I do with Liquid IV? Make it into a paste and I rub it on black eyes.
That's exciting. And they clear up.
They do. They go away almost overnight.
Put it on. Swelling goes down. Then you scrape it right off and turn it into a dish you can eat. Let's begin today with so many questions after the debate on Thursday night. But only one truly matters. Which of these guys farted? There is a viral clip where and do you have this by any chance?
I do, as a matter of fact.
This is how simpatico, with all the people that talk about Rob and me and Baba, Rob and I didn't even get together because I knew, we source stuff at the same place. But I didn't even have to ask him whether he had this or not because I knew he would.
Thank you.
There's a viral clip where something that sounds suspiciously like a gaseous emission can be heard while Donald Trump is speaking and President Biden is standing there staring off kind of blankly, which was the entire debate. So who did it? Someone on social media made a good point. Since Trump was talking, Biden's microphone would have been muted. That would mean it was, if it was a fart, it would probably be Trump or Biden ripped an excessively loud one. But
I
it's not
theory.
The kind that's loud. So let's roll it right now.
Okay, I don't approve really of the production here, but this was a good isolation of it, okay?
Okay.
Took them away. Can't because it's too much money. It's
what was that?
Too much money. It's too much money. It's
too much money. It's
now, my theory is this. It's got to be Trump because he's exerting himself by speaking.
Yeah.
It's a high-pressure situation, and we know Trump's diet. And he probably had Big Mac or maybe even like a taco salad before the debate because that's what he likes.
Well,
one more time, please.
Yeah, take please
him away.
Do.
Can't ahead. Because it's too much money. It's.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What was that?
Too much money. It's too much money. It's
too much money.
He actually has an arm swing when he farts, and that would be just enough for the escape.
I have to
There's
say
also
this, too.
Two mics that are turned on and not on camera. With your two moderators sitting there.
Dana Bash. And
that's right. Dana Bash.
Maybe it was Dana Bash who farted.
Is it Dana or Dana?
Who cares? Bash? Who cares?
Or I think it might have been Tapper.
Tapper.
Jake Tapper.
I hardly know her.
Tap that fart. But we'll never know, probably. It seems like we're getting closer and closer to the big announcement. You know, for whatever reason I care about this. People Magazine
Monday.
Says Ben... Monday. Oh, that's right. That's very good.
That's right.
Always eyes on the prize. People Magazine says Ben Affleck has moved out.
What?
He's moved out.
No,
he reportedly
Benny.
He emptied all of his belongings from the mansion he and Jennifer Lopez shared while she was away in Europe. For the time being, he is living in his rental. A source says, quote, he's been there for about 2 months now. He seems okay. He's been at his office every day and seems focused on work. He's also spending time with his kids.
When you said rental, I thought you meant like an escort.
No.
It's a property.
That would be an escort. That would be
Do you think that when he emptied his belongings, it looked like a freshman leaving the dorm? Do you have like a banker's box with like some pennants and like a big beer mug and just garbage? What do you think? No. Oh, a lot of Red Sox stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody said it wouldn't last and it didn't last. So that's it. You know,
and like, look, that, she's single.
Here's the thing about him. You know how I feel about Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm never going to be Team Ben. I can't be. Really. I think he's the one. He's the less talented of the Damon Affleck combo.
Yeah, but he's okay. He's done some stuff.
He's done some great movies. He's done some great, but he's too brooding. He's always too brooding. I think there's a...
You say the same thing about me.
He's too brooding. Yeah, Rob, that's the word I use to describe you. Brooding.
With two B's.
By the time Sammy Hagar wrote I Can't Drive 55 in 1984, this is a great story.
Yeah.
He already had, listen to this, 34 speeding tickets. He also had his license revoked 3 times and his annual car insurance... This is stunning. This must be because of the fancy cars he drove.
Yeah.
His annual car insurance was $135,000.
Good God.
Any guess how many speeding tickets he's received since releasing that song? Only 2. How
really?
That? Sammy says, quote, it's the gift that keeps on giving. He wrote the song after receiving a ticket in New York going 62 and a 55. That's nothing. Sammy says in that moment, he thought, quote, man, I can't drive 55, you know? And then I swear it was like God struck me with lightning. So I guess he had inspiration to write the song. In case you don't remember, the national maximum speed limit used to be 55, but increased to 65 in 1987. And down here on the Super Slab, Route 75 in my part of Florida, it is 70 and not adhered to in any way, shape, or form. It is a road rally out there.
I live on a little pipe stem. I guess there's like 6 townhouses on each side off of a bigger road, but on our road, the speed limit is 70. And that's in reverse.
Yes. You're so glad that you know, Robert's away at college now and he doesn't play in the street.
You know who drives the fast? Carrie drives fast.
On the street?
Anywhere. I saw her once at a great speed back our car up into an hydrangea bush just without even looking, just boom. And I said, what are you doing? And why do you do it so fast?
Yeah, you're the last one that wants to throw those darts, though. At least she keeps the car right side up, Rob.
Women drivers.
That's just the way I look at it. 45% of American workers don't expect to get much done between now and the 4th. Rob just mentioned it. That's how many agreed with the statement. I barely get any work done on the 4th. So if half of us aren't doing much anyway, should we just get the whole week off? Half of Americans want it to happen. 49% think companies should shut down for the entire week of July 4th.
And lazy.
A lot of those votes are young people. 61% of millennials and Gen Zers say yes, compared to 32% of people older than that. Well, that are probably retired and don't work anyway. Shout out.
We should take off the entire week of the 4th. We should also take off the entire week of Thanksgiving and the week of Arbor Day and the week of Mike's birthday. What? Super Bowl too.
Thank you. 56% of young people say working the week of the 4th should be seen as taboo in work culture.
No!
35% of us think we'd be more productive the rest of the year if we knew we were getting a full week off in July. 28% claim they'd work harder. That's funny.
That is great.
You give me the week of the 4th, I'll work harder. It's hard for me. I just came off a week of vacation. So
that's your vacation. You're not trying to sponge it off as a federal holiday.
And, of course, people would say, you work 90 minutes a day. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know.
Well, actually, it's 80.
If you're working if you're looking forward to your break, you're not alone. 75% people say that, of course. If you're getting more than Thursday off, count your blessings. Only 34% of workers will get two or more days off this week. 10% said all 5 days.
Boo-effing who?
Most people are at least getting Thursday off.
It's a federal holiday. You should have Thursday off. However, here at the Mike O'Mara Show,
yes.
Full content. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Rob Radio. Full episode on Thursday. Friday, we will
summertime.
Have TMOS Classic. Mm-hmm. We will also have the bonus show. And, of course, on July 8th, a major announcement.
Absolutely. Very, very exciting. Good luck with that, ladies and gentlemen. We're running short on time.
That's you, too. It's good luck to all of us.
I have to self-edit here. Let's see.
Oh, take your time. We got nothing but time.
A 55-year-old man in Philadelphia recently went to the ER after, it's an ER story, so it's fresh in my mind.
Sure.
After a bee stung him directly in the eyeball. It stung him in the right eye where the iris meets the sclera. That's the white part of your eye.
You know how painful that can be.
Oh, my sclera.
Oh, bad iris.
Horrible, especially on a long car ride.
Mm-hmm.
The stinger was stuck in it. In the eyeball, so they tweezed it out, but his eye was still swollen and bloodshot 2 days later, and his vision was worse, so he went to an eye specialist. It turned out a small piece of the stinger was still lodged in his eyeball.
Bees! They're tearing my flesh!
It was so small, they could only see it with a microscope.
That's on a really small bike, Mike. They have microspokes.
You see, kids... The words in the sentence were microscope followed by special, and I combined them because I'm losing my fastball just like Joe Biden and turned it into microscope really microscope and special dye.
Yeah,
they had to use something called micro forceps to get it out. Then they gave him some special eye drops and he recovered. Experts say stings to the eyeball extremely rare. There are only a handful of cases on record, but if it ever happens to you, see an eye doctor as soon as possible. We went to the doctor with a baseball thing last night.
The irony, though, is you're trying to see an eye doctor.
See an eye doctor. Even your, let's bring him in. Come on over
here. Oh,
here
he is.
Come on. Here you go.
Well, we wish all the best to Mike Schmidt, and we hope his eye is okay.
Look at my guy. How are you, pal?
Let's add in some color.
Yeah. It's closed, huh? Is it harder to see now?
No, it's not closed.
Well, you won't be able to go to a 3D movie.
Right. No Fortnite. Not going to be able to hit anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor kid.
Hey, Michael.
I can still see.
You can still move your eye?
Mm-hmm.
No pain? Good. Still there. They said it would be a little swollen today. So put some ice on it. Go put some ice on it.
I already
had. Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay. I love you.
Love you.
Goodbye. Give me a kiss.
I love can you. I ask him one question?
No. Oh, wait. Rob's got to. Here, put your headphones on. Rob's got a question. Here you go. Oopsie. There we go. Put some headphones on, and we can talk. Slide right over here, pal. All right, go ahead.
Hey, godson. How are you?
Good.
your dad told some cock and bull story about a baseball. Why did he hit you?
Why did I hit you, Rob wants to know.
Well,
you just wouldn't listen.
Yeah, he doesn't have an answer to that. No,
you're gonna feel better before you know it.
Josh, how fast was that baseball?
In miles per hour.
Oh God! Oh, like
20.
Imagine a 65-year-old man just tossing a baseball.
Oh, that's lovely.
Well, I'm surprised it didn't land behind him.
Would you like to use the initials that you said right after it happened?
No.
Would you like to use the initials?
No.
FML. Do you remember that? Oh, he's punching me. Oh. Love you, buddy. Love you. Oh, he gave me a shot to the solar plexus.
Better get to the ER, Mike.
So the eyeball. Beware. Yes. Beware of that. Finally today, I've got the story here. No, not that. I've got
this. Oh, it's pretty.
Residents of a Connecticut neighborhood are dealing with a stinky situation after a manure truck rolled over, collided with a car, and spilled its odoriferous cargo. Anne Bedard, lovely lady. Her house is located at the intersection of Deerfield Road and Bremen Hollow Road.
I love that.
In Pomfret. I don't even know. For a tiny state, I meet people from Connecticut all the time. I don't know where the hell this is. I have no idea.
Mike, I think it's some bastardization of the French word for French fries. Pomfret. Well,
she said she heard the sound of the crash, rushed out to investigate. She discovered a manure truck had rolled over and struck her neighbor's car, causing it to spray manure on her yard, a neighbor's yard, and all over their homes. Here's her quote. It was like literally a waterfall of brown. All of a sudden, we see the sewer come out of the truck. It was just flooded down on our property. The co-owner of M. Provost Trucking was on the scene with a team Wednesday to help clean up the spill. He said, we're going down there 3 or 4 inches to make sure nothing seeps beyond that. Then we'll come back in tomorrow with fresh material and seed and replace everything that gets dug up today. Am I the only one who thinks to clean the house, but leave the poo on the lawn? The lawn will be greener. That's
as green as can be. Yeah, it's almost like a gift.
Amen. Yeah, come on.
And there's right, grass so growing on my El Dorado.
Watch out! Yes, in Pomfret, in Pomfrets.
Yeah, you should go there, Mike.
Delicious.
I'm Mike O'Mara.
We'll take a break. Come back, and who knows what we'll talk about? There's almost too much show today. We'll be right back, gentlemen. Hats, hats, hats. There they are.
Oh my gosh, they're great.
A small one, so I didn't size it before.
Good luck.
In here. By popular demand, we have an extremely limited run of the brand new TMOS Summer Cap, the ultimate accessory for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. To celebrate it this week only, we shall call the TMOS store the Chapeau Chateau. Ooh la la.
Palm
it's free. Available in vibrant red, crisp white, classic light blue.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like denim. Or sleek black, ensuring there's a perfect match for everyone. I like the red. Enjoy its lightweight, breathable, and moisture-wicking design that keeps you comfortable no matter how it gets, how hot it gets. Gets hot. So how
now you'll read better.
The show.
Yeah.
Support the show you love. Stop interrupting me. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com. The source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
If you don't buy it, we ain't going to sell it. 3D. Sorry you didn't get that, Michael.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, yes, a lot of show today. Just tearing through the show.
His mood was remarkably good for what he's
been
through.
I wanted to mention his birthday card to me on my, my birthday.
You were excited.
Which was the greatest. I laughed. It's the best birthday laugh I've ever got. And it came from my 10-year-old, soon to be 11-year-old. He sends me an e-card on my birthday. Mm-hmm. And it said, just simply, did I mention this already on the show?
Not on the show. No. You sent it to me very excitedly.
He said, I hope a spider crawls up your ass. I laughed all day at that. You know, nothing birthday, nothing, just Happy birthday. I hope a spider crawls up your ass.
And it was just so lovely. And there was a, it had like a kid's font. There it is. The kid's font is what made it sell.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah. Well, way to go. Fantastic. Good job. So the vacation was great. We picked my son up in Miami, where he went to the special student class, the Pathways to STEM.
He was back and forth on whether or not it was awesome. What was the final call?
A gigantic, massive bowl of okay.
Yeah, that's what I suspected.
Did he enjoy being away once he adjusted to it?
Once he adjusted, I think based on the phone calls we received, the FaceTimes that we got during the week, I think he had a blast. But at the same time, you know, when you're going to learn things about medicine, you know, splinting a leg, Daddy, you have to get more detail on that as far as that was going.
Well, I mean, it was not a bad week.
Just five. Well, that's fine.
He didn't get a black eye at the camp.
No, he didn't get a black eye at the camp. That was when he got home with his father.
Well,
so we pick him up, and because I was off last week, we determined that we were going to pick him up on Sunday. And then, was it Sunday or Friday? When were we picking him up? Friday. We were going to pick him up on Friday, and then we were going to go up the coast to the middle part of the state of Florida. Not quite Daytona, not as far south as like Palm Beach, but we're going to go to a place called Stewart. Stewart? I don't know. Remember Stewart, that character from
Mad TV? I was thinking of Stewart from All My Children, the half-witted brother of Chandler. No.
We decided we
Adam
were going to go to a barrier island off the coast of Stewart, and it was fun. It was like 2.5-3 days we spent there, and not a staycation, but we got away.
Was the heat oppressive or was it okay?
Not as bad as it is on our side. And being at the beach with the on the Atlantic was great. Real waves. Only a couple of people got swept out to sea and killed when we were there, so it was it was big fun. And we explored. It was one of these barrier islands, and just a sliver of land with homes on it and condos and all that. And we stayed in a one-bedroom condo, the three of us, and had a great time. The only problem I had is that I think the first day I was there, I jumped into the pool that was right next to the beach, and
it was
not
empty.
It was. You mean because of the splash? That came
No. That there was no water in it. It would just be a horrible thing to do.
No, but it's. I'm okay with a pool if I'm the only one in it. I don't like the beach because I don't know what kind of griblies are in the water, like sharks and all that crap and jellyfish. I hate the beach. And then the pools, like at a condo complex next to the beach with tons of people there, that grosses me out. Because it's just, there are people there. But I'm not fun when it comes to the water. I'd rather just, play golf and go to bed.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. But I went into the pool, and it's just gross because it's dirty and it's nasty. And
was it that bad, or did you just invent?
It was not that bad, but it's gross.
Did it smell chlorinated? If it smells chlorinated, you're fine.
But it's just people and kids and everybody. You know, nobody. It's gross. It grosses me out. But I jump in and I forgot I have my sunglasses on, and I take my sunglasses off.
Okay.
And I put them on the edge of the pool. And there's a family of like 40 on a family reunion trip that are there with kids. And
did they have T-shirts?
But they were there and there were little ones. Ugh. It was just the whole thing rubs me the wrong way. But we're staying in the condo, and this family, obviously, it's not a big condo complex. It's four floors. And we go back to the room, and then I think it was the next day. I'm looking for my sunglasses, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I know I left them out by the
pool. Gone.
And I say to Carl, I'm like, that family took them. I said, all right, these are my cherished sunglasses. I love these sunglasses.
How long have you had them?
I've had them for 6 months to 8 months.
That's crazy. You used to lose your sunglasses like every 2 weeks.
I put them down and I lose them a lot. But I said, listen, they've got a bulletin board up there by the elevators. What? I said,
You're gonna put something up on the board.
We're gonna put a sign up, missing sunglasses.
Did you draw a picture of the glasses?
What's that?
Did you draw a picture of the glasses?
Or was it written on
draw a picture?
Was it written on an 8x10 of yourself? Hi, this is Mike O'Mara.
No. We got, you know what we got?
What?
Went to the drugstore, got colored paper and tape.
And some candy.
And a nice Sharpie. We got multicolored Sharpies.
Yes.
And Carlo did the writing, missing pair of sunglasses, dark blue and black. Please return. If found, return to number. Hang them off the door if no one's home.
Let Pollen do the printing. Yeah.
No reward? What's the reward?
No reward. Our heartfelt gratitude. In 24 hours, I was out. I was doing one day of golf. I went one day of golf up at the PGA Village.
So roughly 30% of your staycation was golfing.
Perhaps.
Okay. That's good.
Had a lovely time. Met a guy from Connecticut, my home state.
Was he covered in feces?
Covered with feces from pomfret. From pomfrites. And
yeah,
they were hanging on the door handle of the condo. How about
that's
people?
Fantastic.
How about people? Is that a ray of sunshine for you know the honesty?
Hooray for you, Florida.
That's Florida.
Yeah.
That's in Florida, baby.
That is.
That somebody
good
actually
people.
Had done that. Isn't that incredible? Yeah. I had tears of joy. Tears of joy.
Did you ever find out who was so selfless that they returned them?
No. Never got anybody, because Carla wasn't home. She was somewhere with my son, probably at the beach, and somebody brought them up there.
I bet what happened is Carla and Michael went and found duplicate sunglasses.
No, they were the same. I know them. They're my favorites. They're my absolute favorite. I love them, love them, love them. Wear them all the time.
Bausch & Lomb?
What's that?
Are they Bausch & Lomb? I'm trying to think of a sunglass brand. Or are they from The Hut?
They're, I'm trying to think of.
Some
what
Ray
is
Bans.
The one that's, what's that?
Ray-Bans is a good one, yeah.
Not Ray-Ban, no. I'm trying to think of it like an old cheap sunglasses that they,
Foster Grant!
That's the one. That, it only worked with that joke.
That's right.
Foster Grants are the only one, that's the only one that works. But they returned them.
I think that's awesome. I think that's
No, they
great.
Were Costas, which are very popular down here in Florida and around the world. Costas, C-O-S-T-A.
Didn't you know a guy named Costas?
Costas Alexakis, my Greek friend.
Yeah, he makes
he used
sunglasses.
To have plenty of fun Greek style. We have to take a break, and when we come back, guess who went to Josh Camp? Josh Sirocco.
That was my guess because of the name of the camp.
Josh Camp. We'll talk all about it. It's a camp for I don't know if I've got it right, Josh. Is it a camp for conservative Christians?
It is.
Thank
I
you.
Don't know about the conservative part, but Christians.
We'll take a break and come right back. My wife has just walked into the studio. Hi. What? We're like doing a show. Huh? I'm doing an ad.
Foster
for
Grant.
Mad Rabbit. No. What? I already did the hats. You want to lean in and show the hats? I'm doing a Mad Rabbit commercial. Thanks for coming. What? You want to show? Well, then come around and show the hat. We can do both. There are no rules on this show. This is my love.
Do you know what this spot will be for hat-tos? Look at that.
Okay, guys. Oops, so sorry. We need to sell some hats. So it's interesting because I got an order.
You
got to
go on camera if you're going to do it. Move this way.
Didn't we say this in the last break,
over,
Mike?
Get over here so you can. There you go.
Nice.
So, yeah, here are the new summer hats. We have plenty. And just go to TMOSstore.com to order them. Josh, I saw that you ordered a red hat.
I did.
Everyone loves the red hats.
I went on and I saw, we could use some movement on the red hats.
Yes, so that's why I'm wearing a red hat. So, hopefully, all of the TMOS Nation will buy a red hat.
Thank you.
Okay, bye, guys.
See you
bye.
Later. Great timing. Listen
yeah, that
show.
Was great. It's almost like we said it all in the last commercial, isn't it?
Mad Rabbit Tattoo Care. Got it right.
Both
here.
Great. Right.
This is the Mad Rabbit Tattoo Balm.
Yep.
Vanilla and coconut right there. Josh, you use this stuff, right?
Yep, I've got it right here as well in a stick form.
This is the soothing repair gel for your tats out there. So much sun out there. Can you still say tats? Is that acceptable?
Yeah, I think so.
Can I say that? Mm-hmm. Don't you want to protect your ink? Listen to me. If you have some killer tats, you need Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit, committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Bomb, holding that right there, revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. And it's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. You can smell sweet just like Josh did at camp. Plus, they've got all products you need, from a tattoo sunscreen to a soothing gel to tattoo lotion and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They've preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use promo code TMOS25, you'll receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use our promo code TMOS25. Did we say TMOS25 enough in that commercial?
Mike, never mind that. I'd like to talk about our summer hats.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Josh, you go to a nice little camp, and you do it every year. It's just a week. I thought it was like a longer period of time, but you went up there. You seem – can I just – observe when I spoke to you on the trip when you were on the way up there, or coming back, you seemed to, on the way up there, maybe it was a post I saw, to be in your happy place when you were on the way to that camp. Would that be accurate?
I don't know. Sure, we had a great time with the with the family. I guess when you got let go from the radio station, did they bring in a replacement to sit in with you to make sure everything ran smooth, but make sure you're still there? Because I got surprised by another audio engineer on site and being told, this guy will run the sound. You focus on other things.
Wow.
So,
with
no warning of this.
Correct me if I'm wrong. We're talking about a voluntary position there, correct?
There's a little bit of money, but really just to cover expenses traveling up there.
And the time commitment that we've made to this camp over the 24 years, something like that?
This is my 23rd time going to the camp.
Well,
so
I didn't know it was a controversy. Jeez.
Yeah, so it was a...
You were so close-lipped about
Josh,
it last
week. Josh, can you expand
week.
Your shot a little bit so I can... Because I'd like to expand your shot on this.
Minimize
to,
me.
To cover... No,
I can just do this.
Oh, okay.
There you go. So...
So...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was a little... I was given a slight heads up before going that say, hey, the band wants to bring their own sound person. And I pushed back against it and said, well, I just won't come at all. And then they backed off. So then I went up there and found out that once I was expected to set up the sound system, set everybody's levels, and then hand the board over to someone else to run for the week.
That sucks.
As far as audio.
Yeah.
So do all the hard work.
Yeah.
And let someone else sit here.
Do all the grunt work, and then let somebody run the volume.
Do you drive? Do you drive the furthest to get to the camp?
Oh,
I bet you do.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
And I only do that because I've been with it forever. I basically invented the way the camp runs their chapels and the sound systems and everything now over the years. So it was irritating. It gave me more. It made the week less stressful. It allowed me to spend more time working on this show there because I didn't have to do that. I just had to do the video work then for the camp. And I'm sure some of the justification for what they were doing was to take some off my plate. But there was no, it wasn't presented to me as a question. It was not handled the right way. And I can only assume that I am being replaced and they just didn't wanted a transition with me there in case anything went wrong.
Mike, I spoke with Josh every day of last week, and he was, whenever the subject of camp came up, he was a sour puss.
So,
he didn't want to talk about it until he was out of there.
Did you deal with it head on, which you're a very direct guy?
True.
You call him like you see him, as far as I'm concerned. In my brief experience working with you, that's the way that goes. Did you deal with anybody and ask anybody point blank what's the deal. This is not, as Josh says, they pay him for his expenses. He does this as a labor of love. That's why he does it. He does it because he supports this camp. Did you call anybody out on it?
I did have some conversations. There's definitely, we talk politics. There's church politics, which are completely different, and there's some of that at play, I believe.
Christians.
Because I am the guy out of state, I'm sure.
Did you not keep the Sabbath holy?
But no,
that's a commandment, you know, Mike.
Yeah, Rob wanted to talk about it last week on the show. I told him there was no way I was talking about it while I was there because too many people and pastors and stuff came up to me to ask about the new job, as in this show, and then tell me about how either they're listening to this show currently or they used to listen to Don and Mike and now they want to check this out. So I was not touching that last week while I was there.
Do you think that might have anything to do with what's going on? Because I don't think we are, total potty mouth show.
No. The show has a tale, a history of being a little less than savory 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So did that rear its head?
No, they just kept bringing up how Mike feels about Biden. They're not bringing up any of that. This was in play. Whether I was part of this show or not,
for a second.
Oh, it was a joke.
Do you think that you will return next year?
I don't know if I'll be invited back.
Wow!
This is a blessing. This is a blessing because with him having that week free, he can run sound and video for your impression camp at Meriwether Post.
I will say I didn't realize that on the Orioles podcast, I did let it slip apparently last week that I thought I was being replaced.
Oh, so no.
I did get a bunch of text messages on Saturday.
And so was the most pointed blowback on that comment? Did they say absolutely wrong or you shouldn't? Let me explain how it works in this game. It either is how dare you say that, and that means they're not planning on it. That's absolutely untrue. Or they're like, you should keep the business of the camp quiet. If they're going that route, then they are blowing you up, you know?
No, I got messages from people who aren't involved in the decision making, but who have been there probably almost as long as me, bringing their churches, and more texts of support, like, you can't be replaced. There's no replacing you. I have not heard from the
Grand Poobah.
I have not heard. There is normally a, hey, we'll see you next year at the end. can't wait for next year. And I did not get that this year. I don't even think I got a goodbye from many people.
Wow.
That's tough.
Now, so that was a little odd. Now I also got a what's the informed delivery, you know, where they send you the email about mail you're getting in the mail.
Sure.
And I found that they mailed my reimbursement checks to the wrong address. So if that tells me anything, they didn't even look at my sheet of where I live.
Wow.
So
I
don't know where it stands.
Did you thank them for sending that to your ex-wife's house?
it didn't even go. I wish it went there. I could go get it.
Okay.
Went to a different house.
Oh,
but
all right.
No, I just got that notice as we were starting the show.
As as I picture you at the camp, and it's obviously awkward in all phases, but the camp itself, is it still like a camp from the show Righteous Gemstones? Do they have all of those high energy presentations that celebrate
it is
our
a
Lord?
Combination of Righteous Gemstones and heavyweights at that camp. Because it's for middle school
literal
kids,
heavyweights?
So no, I mean, as in that age group. That's the age of kids. It wasn't loss camp.
I thought you meant fat Christians.
No, that's a different camp.
Okay.
All right.
No, and I just spent the week focused on, I run around with video cameras and videotape what the kids are up to all week and their games and competitions they're doing and everything, and then make like a highlight music reel, video for each morning, highlight reel. So I was just focused on that work, and if they want to have me back to do that,
that's fine. They're going to be a little surprised because I bring the sound system every year. So I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah,
that was the oddest part is they brought another audio engineer to use my system.
Yeah. You know what, Josh?
They're not thinking in that way. Yeah.
Can I offer some advice as somebody who's had my ups and downs throughout a very, very long career? I will tell you this. You know what? There's one thing in the Bible that you really have to pay attention to, and it's this quote. An eye for an eye. There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you need that sound system, right? Yeah, have them use Dixie cups with strength.
I did tell my wife on the way home, summer vacation scheduling now has another week. We can a lot easier to plan next year.
Sure.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry it worked out that way, and keep us posted on that. We'll take a break. Come back with the flip side right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Woo-woo.
Mike, I just can't imagine them trying to play Baby Billy's Bible Bunkers without the sound system.
Baby Billy. Yes, sirree. We're really excited about that. Yep. Baby Billy. Look at me.
Look at me. Thanks to DermGlow, I've lost over 80 pounds. I've never felt better, even on vacation. It's a cinch. And now it's cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices, faster shipping. DermGlowSkin.com offers medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide delivered straight to your door. It's the real deal, Wade, and no insurance is needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. Lose 15 to 26% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. Just go to DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, take the quiz, and qualify. Real results, real fast, and lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. And now, ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla for any inquiries. She's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go!
Mike, this is sad. This is sad that we lost Martin Mull while we were on vacation. Funny guy. Also, I should mention, this is Martin Mull's orchestra doing dueling tubas, which was always a favorite of mine.
Is this from America Tonight?
No, this is from one of his albums. I think it's the Martin Mull Orchestra doing
it. That's great.
But, Mike, also, I wanted to admit, we did a small tribute from while you were gone. TK Tom Kent passed away due to cancer.
I worked with at WABA back in the day.
And Mrs. Green Thumbs. Not Mrs. Green Thumbs. I'm sorry. Miss Foggy Bottom. Miss Green Thumbs we've already lost. Yeah, so many entertainers that we're losing.
TK Tom Kent, one of the great quirky personalities of he was an evening jock at W. Could you turn that off, please?
No, the tubas.
He was an evening DJ at WABA, and when we do remote somewhere, we had a an RV that we would take out to do live remote.
The 50,000-watt music machine.
It was the 50,000-watt music machine, and he did not like people looking at him when he was on the air, so he would cover the windows with album covers. Just because he didn't want to be looked at when he was doing what he did. And the other thing I remember about TK, the boy could eat. He could chow down.
Really?
He really could.
Oh, but a thin guy, right?
Could. Yeah, thin guy that loved the free food at station get-togethers. But, TK, really amazingly unique air personality, and we had a lot of them back in the day. And I missed that time.
He was important to me because that was part of the lineup when I was learning to love music radio. So yeah, it was very sad to see that he passed.
Really, really terrific.
But Martin Mull, Mike, and I actually get to play this today because it's in the news. He was great in Clue. I know you hate the movie Clue, but I want to play one of my favorite clips because of the way he handles it.
Okay.
This is the chandelier clip.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Why are you shooting that thing at us?
We'll get you out.
You know, you could have killed us. I could have been killed. I can't take any more scares.
I love that. His timing is so good. Mike, you should watch the movie Clue.
Can't imagine why.
You're in a minority by not loving Clue. You are.
That's really funny.
You're a jerk. You know that? Don't demean Clue. Man is dead. A man died.
I'm sorry. Too soon.
It is way too soon. When you were on vacation, did you do any boating?
No. None boating.
None voting? Well, non-voting. These people went boating in Massachusetts. I think it was lobster fishing, but okay. I'm not sure. Right. And they saw what the lady said. Oh, look, it's a whale.
Oh, God.
Look at that. Wow.
It's not a whale.
No, it's a whale.
It's a shark.
That is a whale.
That is a shark.
Oh, my God. That is a freaking shark.
That's a great white
that
shark.
That is a shark like I've never
seen. It's huge. Okay.
Yeah, there's two.
You know, it's a man. That's its rear. God. That's its rear fin.
Oh. Look at my.
That's a 20-foot great white shark coming at us.
That's a
monster. He's coming at me.
Look at his face.
Look, you can see his face.
His face.
Well, shark's face, sure.
Look at that.
But it reminds me so much of the movie Jaws when they first see the shark and they talk about you got to look at that dorsal fin and the rear fin.
Yeah, there's one quick clip during that video where you see the rear tail. Oh, my God. The tail of the shark, not the rear tail.
Moron. And remember, that's when I think it's the scene where Richard Dreyfuss has a dress on.
Yes.
And he says
and he starts talking about, gender and children.
No, he says, that's a 20-footer. And Quint says, 25.
25. If he's a foot, he's 25. I'll catch him and kill him for 10.
So they're out there. That's why Mike won't swim in the ocean, because of the 25-foot great white shark.
Somebody I know, Mike O'Schmara, might have actually been on a shark tracker when he was down at the beach.
Really?
Just seeing where the guys were, where the hammerheads and the tiger sharks and the great whites. They're everywhere.
When I was a boy, I used to ride the sharks.
Yes,
I'd swim out to the. I was a shark rider, and it
was
fun.
It was the Spiwak Wild World Show.
Well, it was part of our water carnival. My dad did the thing where he would get on a horse and jump off a high dive, and my mom was a fake mermaid. But I was the shark.
Bob Spiwak's Water Carnival went to travel the East Coast during the summer, and Rob was a baby shark rider.
It was we had to close out because of the drought of 78. We couldn't fill up the tanks and
couldn't get the water.
You try to jump off of a high dive on a Palomino into a half filled tank, and you'll know what trouble is.
That was wonderful. It was a wonderful show when it lasted.
I want to thank everyone who came out to the Spiwak Water Carnival. Let's close with
that,
this.
That horse that broke its legs won't thank you.
Yeah, but we've never
Rob.
We've never had.
He's
to
gonna
buy
get.
Glue.
You're gonna last word me. You're gonna last word me to death now.
But you set me up for it. Let's close with this. You missed a great week of television because with with Jimmy Kimmel gone, his fill-in was Martin Short. Now that's always a pleasure. Very talented man.
Absolutely.
But I believe it was Thursday. He did the entire show as Jiminy Glick, including the monologue. And Mike, you need to go back and watch. He interviewed Bill Hader. He interviewed Sean Hayes. They're all the Bill Hader one is amazing. Okay. But here's Jiminy Glick. Three monologue jokes from Kimmel last week.
Star Will Smith is set to perform a new song at the BET Awards this weekend. And I just love the BETs. In fact, I have type 2 diabetes. Is reuniting with director Robert Zemeckis for their fifth film together. Zemeckis directed Hanks in Forrest Gump, which I believe is the only movie about Vietnam to be turned into a chain of whimsical shrimp restaurants. Should we do one more?
This is the best.
Another screen duo is getting back together, Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. And they're shooting Freaky Friday 2. The freakiest fright I ever had was a Shabbat dinner on Epstein Island. But that's it. That was a weekend from hell. I'm not going to go into that.
Mike, that's all I have.
Jiminy Glick, ladies and gentlemen.
He's
that's
the
it.
Greatest.
You
got to
get out of here.
You get out of here.
Thank you all very much for listening. Go get yourself some TMOS hats, ladies and gentlemen. When my wife comes in the middle of the show to hawk hats, you know she wants to sell them some hats. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we said it at the beginning. We'll say it right now.
Oh, boy.
Save the date. Are you?
What? Did you just lose light? Or I think we lost Mike.
I think we lost Mike. He went dark and then froze. So maybe a power outage? Did the lights go out before the video went down?
This is like when they lose power at the Hall of the Presidents at Disney World. He just froze up. I will finish it up then. Since we're all here, we might as well. Don't forget a major announcement on July 8th. to remind you to save the date of November 9th. So do that. Mike, welcome back. So good to have you for most of the show. And we will see you tomorrow with a brand new program. Josh, thank you so much. Oh, I guess Josh wasn't going to say you're welcome.
Oh, I was closing out.
Okay, well, that's okay. We'll play the things and then we'll call it. Thanks, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.